Hello and welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey to create the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the Indigo Angel, Jennifer Bloomer.
Hello.
And the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Noz.
Keep it rolling, baby.
Hello, everybody. Today, we're handling a listener recommendation. We've heard your calls. Non-point.
That's right.
Statement. Their major label debut. Correct.
That's right.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct.
Awesome. We're going to be digging into these guys and the dreads and the whole deal.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. But before we get to that, we need to talk about who's tweeting.
Who's tweeting?
My good friend McCarty is tweeting.
Oh, McCarty. Hello.
And he sent us something about the new Papa Roach album, which just came out. I listened to it. It's pretty good. But he had this quote. He says, does this quote from Jacoby Shaddix mean that Papa Roach created new metal on their latest record? And the quote is from their ninth studio album. Jacoby Shaddix explains that the whole idea was to take the classic elements that everyone loved and revamp them into a modern version of the sound. Having listened to the album, it's good. I don't know if it's new metal. That will be for subsequent listens, but I think everybody should check it out. It's like 33 minutes long, incredibly respectful of your time. It's called Crooked Teeth. Big hooks. You like them hooks big? Papa Roach has got them.
That's right.
Big old hooks. Jenny.
If I had a drop, I would play one that was like, ooh, juicy hooks.
Oh, gross.
I know, like, it's next to my pre-chorus drop.
No. I can never escape pre-chorus.
So, a lot of people tweeted at us and Facebooked us.
A lot of people did.
About this spin list.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Spin revealed their 30 best new metal songs. And I have to tell you, this is a wild-ass list.
This list is, I mean, people were like, you guys need to see this. Like, I felt like this was the closest to, like, get this to Roach Coach stat.
Yeah.
Like, has Roach Coach seen this?
It was an APB.
Enough of these sent to the Roach Coach page and our personal Facebook pages that it was clearly, like, people saw. It really, it was a brief moment of, like, oh, we're out there. Like, people see things and they're like, we got to get this to the Roach Coach.
Yeah, just riding furiously on horseback through the night.
The coach needs this.
Yeah.
I imagine like the E.T. kids, but instead of E.T. in the bar.
It's a little tiny Fred. Little tiny Fred in the basket. Yeah, yes. this list, I'm not going to read them all off, but there's some stuff on here. Bulls on Parade. Rage Against the Machine at number 30 now. I don't think so.
Yeah.
We've got Butterfly at number 13. I mean, I don't expect anybody to listen to the amount of new metal that we and our listeners consume.
This is true.
But when you look at that and you see stuff like, what do we have on here? Just one Limp Bizkit song? And the one that they chose was Break Stuff?
Like, I don't know. I had no problem with that.
I'm just saying. Like, you're telling me that, like, there are Limp Bizkit songs that are worse new metal songs than Butterfly?
Well,
no.
Well, I'm wondering if the intention with this list was to pick one. There's only, every band is represented once. So no one has a song in here more than once.
Okay.
And I did tweet with the writer of the list. She said it was very hard to do. It could have easily been 50. She also said, thank you for doing a Mushroomhead episode because she's from Cleveland.
Oh, that was her?
That was her.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know why you put Butterfly on there, but thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Thank you for writing the list. Yes.
I mean, I definitely...
We're in the zeitgeist. All we're saying.
It is a weird list because there are songs on here. Yeah, the Rage Against the Machine right away. I was like, well, I mean, even if you go to Spin's website, they have like a caption for each one. And they kind of explain that Bulls on the Parade is more of like a precursor, which it is. But they still felt like it needed to be on the list. I mean, the thing is, though, is by putting Bulls on Parade on this list, Bulls on Parade is the best song on this list.
That is true.
Yeah.
yeah, God, that song's good.
I mean, that song's I mean, as much as I enjoy Wait and Bleed and Break Stuff and Chop Suey and My Own Summer and Freak on a Leash, none of them are as good as Bulls on Parade.
That is true.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, you got Mudvayne Dig on here. You got Kitty Brackish, Soulfly Bleed.
I mean, if somebody made a playlist of this, I'd listen to it.
This is a solid list overall. Here's the thing. Saliva Click Click Boom is on here. Some people have asked us if we're going to do Saliva. We've been kind of noncommittal about it. I had realized, I watched the video for this song because it was included in the list, and I realized that I'd never heard the whole thing. I'd only ever heard the hook that gets played in like XXX trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, there's like a whole song here. And I was like, maybe we should do Saliva. I don't know. It was, I expected it to be awful, and it was at the very least tolerable, and a little funny.
All right.
So, yeah. But it's got POD Boom on it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be upset about that. But if you go to Spin's website, spin.com.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
They have the full list and you can check it out. And, you know, I mean, certainly, I mean, we've talked about just about every single band in some capacity on here. Or they've been recommended to us and we just haven't gotten around to them yet.
Yeah. It's so. It's a pretty solid list. I was... just whenever I see Crazy Town, I'm just like, I get overwhelmed, you know? It's like more people than you should biologically be around at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and plus you see it at 13, you see Static X at 16, and it makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We know how it feels to try to evaluate things.
We do.
So I respectfully disagree.
Right, absolutely.
With Crazy Town, but sweet list, though.
Sweet list. I mean, also, what was the other one she had? She's got Bodies on here.
Yeah.
And Bodies is 12, so at least she put it above Butterfly. Thank you. All right. The other tweet we had was Kevin Slack messaged us because of the ongoing debate about whether or not Chino and the Deftones want to tour with Korn or not. Do they? Yes. No. We don't want to tour with them. We made a conscious decision. Well, apparently, this got back to Chino. And Chino was like, I didn't realize that people were going to be so upset about this. And I was like, yeah. He said this on BBC Radio 1's Rock Show with Daniel P. Carter, who we all know from the Swim podcast. And he said, I'm going to go ahead and say, Korn, contrary to all the hate mail I woke up to yesterday. It's funny because this is like 1998. And they are, and Metal Hammer is asking me about Around the Fur. We sort of made a conscious decision to try to break away from what we were trying to be shut into. Not that we felt better than Korn or Limp Bizkit or any of those other bands. We just wanted our own identity. One way of helping that was to do shows on our own and away from what we had been lumped into. So that's all. It's just funny how blown out of proportion people get. I would do shows with them. I would definitely do shows with them. Make it happen.
Yeah, come on.
Make that bill happen.
Can you imagine a triple bill?
Jesus Christ.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh my God.
Korn.
Mm.
Deftones.
Oh man. That would be.
Yeah, go ahead.
And with those, it would have to be at DTE, which is like our large outdoor venue in Detroit.
Those three bands.
Those fries.
Those fries.
Those expensive, disgusting beers.
Oh man.
That I will drink.
Yep. The people. That'll
the
be
energy.
The energy there. Okay, so what's the order there? It's it's got to
be Limp Bizkit first.
You think?
Ooh. See, I would say Deftones first.
I would think Deftones would go first.
Really?
Not based on my personal preference, but based on overall notoriety.
Yeah, like Deftones have like a cred carry through, but they do not have a sales carry through.
Interesting. Okay.
You know.
All right.
So if you've got Deftones, then Limp Bizkit.
I think you're right.
And then Korn closes
I think
out.
You're right.
Okay.
Because, I mean.
Korn was my closer.
The bitch.
You got to have. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. You know. I mean, Fred gets y'all hype up. You know. And then. Yeah. And then Jonathan comes out. They open with fucking Here to Stay or Right Now or something like that. They roll through it.
And then Fred comes out for All in the Family.
Oh, my God.
And hopefully he edits those lyrics.
And then you get Chino to come out to do Wicked.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
We're talking. Okay. And oh, you get Jonathan to come out with Chino to do that fucking one from Significant Other, where it's Jonathan and Fred and Scott Weiland, but Chino can sit in for Scott Weiland.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of it. But that song. They do that song. That'd be nuts. And then I don't think there's any songs. Ooh, you bring out Jonathan during the Deftones set to do Passenger.
There you go.
All right. I think we cracked the code on this one.
We cracked the code for
Don't Go Off Wandering?
No, it's not Don't Go Off Wandering. It's
1999.
No, it's before that one.
That's before that?
Yeah.
Not I'm Broke.
Nope.
Not Nobody Like You?
Can I just see?
Yeah, of course.
I think if I can look at it, I'm going to keep this all in.
Great.
I think it's Nobody Like You.
So what Matt said the
first time. Was that what they said the first
time? That was literally the first time.
All right.
you're wrong. The one you said.
No, I said Don't Go Off Wandering first.
Okay.
And then I said Nobody Like You after 1999. All right.
All right.
Maybe cut some of that.
All right. That's it for Who's Tweeting. Thanks for tweeting it. Oh, wait. We do have one more thing. Lars had a recommendation.
That is right. Lars says request time. Not sure if this is already on your radar, but you should check out Chimera's. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Major label debut. Pass Out of Existence, October 2001. Prayer Hands. Subsequent albums took an increasingly more metalcore approach, but Pass borrows heavily from nu metal and features harsh vocals, occasional singing and or rapping, sci-fi electronics, dreadlocks, jinkos, and hella grooves. 100%. Keep up the good work. Still a huge fan. Lars, we're still a huge fan of yours.
Yes.
And lots of people have suggested this to us.
Yeah.
So we will definitely check it out.
Yep. All right, yeah, that is it for Who's Tweeting. Keep on tweeting us at Roach Coach on Twitter, Roach Coach on Facebook, and RoachCoachPodcast@gmail.com.
One more thing.
Yes.
If you are listening today, and it is before 9 p.m.,
yes,
Roach Coach Live is happening
yes.
today at yes. 9 p.m. at Go Comedy Improv Theater. So
that's right. You get an episode on the day we're creating an episode.
That is how dedicated we that's are right. to the canon.
We ain't leaving the people far away hanging,
no.
baby.
No. If anything, you can listen to this while you drive to the venue.
That's right.
So you can hear us, and then you can see us.
And then you can say, I listened to the Nonpoint episode today, and I agree or disagree with insert thing we said, and we don't know we're going to say yet because yep. it's in the future here.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about Follow the Leader, and we'll also be considering whether or not we will put Twist in the canon. This is our first, you know, you've just respectfully disagreed enough.
Yep, this is the first appeal.
Yeah, this is your new metal parents are reconsidering your request to stay the night at Bobby's house. And we'll let you know at the live show tonight.
Yes. All right, well, we hope to see you there. And if you don't have tickets yet, on sale, gocomedy.net. Maybe they're at the door. Maybe it's sold out. I don't know. You know, if Crazy Town shows up, there will be no seats
That's
left.
That's true. It's a That's lot. Right. It's a mm-hmm. lot. They'd have to take like a tour bus there, right. which you know, they probably have.
You know who we should invite? I mean, I still have his number in my phone, but I still have the number for those Limp Bizkit roadies.
Oh, yeah.
We should invite them.
Just invite them. Fuck it.
I'll send a text.
I'll be like, you remember me. Well, I didn't have a tooth, but now I do. Hello.
All right. The album of the week is Statement by Nonpoint. Jenny, when did this album come out?
October 10th, 2000.
Thick of it.
Right in the thick of it. Right in the thick
Man,
of it.
Man, wow. There we go.
Yeah, only genre listed here, rap metal.
Rap metal. Man. Jenny, history with Nonpoint.
My history with Nonpoint is our lovely listeners suggesting it a bunch.
Okay.
That's it. How about you, Lauren?
I was aware of Nonpoint. They have a cover of In the Air Tonight on the Miami Vice soundtrack.
Okay.
The movie, Miami Vice. It's in the movie. If you haven't seen Miami Vice, it's one of the best movies ever made. Matt Nas, Nonpoint.
No experience with Nonpoint. Excited to hear it.
Okay. Jenny, you have the CD in front of you there.
I do. It looks like this was a big thrift.
It was a big thrift.
This is a great thrift. $250.
Yes. Incredible. When I saw it, it was one of those things. I've got a list on my phone of all the albums people recommend to us. So I'm always looking for them. And I saw it, and then I saw that price, and I was like, man, things are lining up for me today. Wow.
Yeah. So the cover is, what is this, like a spider or something?
It looks like a spider.
I don't know. It's like a little like red fuzzy boy. Mm-hmm. We've got, you open it up, we've already got right away eyebrow rings. So that bodes well.
It's the thick of it, baby.
Yeah. And it's a lot of like, it looks, I don't know, we've got some Braille. Well, it's not actually Braille. It looks like Braille. You can't feel it. You know what? Uh-huh. I gotta say, you can definitely read these lyrics in here.
Absolutely.
Thanks for not making us work too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And it was helpful because as we get to it in songmeanings.com, there is some lyric issues on whether or not they're correct or even there. Also, apparently, some songs on this album were on their independent album, mm-hmm. but they changed the lyrics when they transferred over. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. We've got, looks like somebody's CD shopping. That's nice. Dreads for sure. Thank God. Ooh, a little Slipknot jacket being worn
mm-hmm.
in one of the photos here. Basketball jersey. You'll love to see that. You know what? This is a pretty simple, straightforward bit of liner notes. And we have a pensive man. Last photo there. I'm not sure who that is, but
I believe that's the drummer.
Okay.
I watched all the videos for this album. They're all basically live videos, so nothing to really go on from there. Like, I thought there'd be one with like a story or something, but no, it's basically just Nonpoint crushing it live yeah. every time.
All right.
The liner notes themselves have some very interesting thank yous in them.
Yeah.
That I just wanted to touch on real quick. This band loves an ellipsis and an in-joke.
All right.
So it's kind of nuts, like to the point where I was like, everyone has an in-joke or a nickname. Everyone that is thanked. So I'll start just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with here. It's like, since the four of us have been together, we've hoped, some of us praying daily, for the one chance to do something with this thing we fought and worked so hard to be heard and completely poured our hearts and lives into. Then, by the grace of God, or whatever you want to call Lady Luck, we fell on the right ears. Now, this could have been any old sweaty entertainment manager, but luckily for us, it was a fellow musician, our guardian angel, and a good father, husband, and friend, Jason Byler. Together with our fans, Jason's hard work, hands, hand dealt, no seeds, no stems, no bullshit, you are the fucking man, believing in us and loving our music as much as we do, Gary Ashley, our Aussie father, never giving up on our band, the band is eternally grateful, and our entire family at MCA, and then they list like a little shitload of people. Thanks for all your hard work, you have made the dream happen for the band. Hey, what's next? Right away, like, so many of the things I read were like, an aside. You remember this? And then you get into, the band would have never made it without the help of Phil Spidey Plaxkin. Let me tell you about a load-in. Aaron Goldberg Byler. Thanks for breaking our hands. Jen Shapiro. Stephanie Barcom. Thanks for everything. Keith Crappy Rose. Chad Clickboy Milsevic. Dom, our cheat code Flores Kingpin. Andrea, motherly love at a sisterly age castle. Mark, cheese boy, Krieg. John Henry, our other silent partner. Go Marlins. Tom Lord Arge. Spank you very much, doctor. Bob Ludwig, Garrett Sound. Thanks for Raymond and Mario. Wookabus at www.pintrock.cjb.net. Tom at loudside.com. Leary at Sam Ash. Marcus, Sir Smoke-a-Lot. John Fubar. Grimm, Scott Sokol. And on.
Wow.
I just showed Jenny this. See these? It just keeps going. There's so many. I couldn't believe it.
They're grateful people.
They are incredibly grateful. They thank every band, including mentioning where they're from. There's a band listed here. I haven't looked them up, but their name is Poopy Pants. I'm not making that up. It's
so
true.
So much to go on there. I love no seeds, no stems, no bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might love motherly love at a sisterly age, although I feel like I'm going to go to jail for saying it. I don't know why.
Yeah. And then when you go into, so that's the band thank yous, like overall. Then you go into the individual thank yous. And you guys, I did not intend to read all the thank yous, but once I finished the band ones, I was like, I might be onto something with these thank yous. Like, this might be a little more entertaining than I thought. And oh yeah, I'm not going to read them all. If you want to read them all, please seek out a $2.50 copy of Statement at your local used record store. But KB starts off thanking a bunch of people. I mean, everybody gets an in-joke. My siblings, Danielle and Alex, we are a dying breed. Stay strong. Okay. But then down at the bottom, he thanks his mother. He says, to my mother, Evelyn, our short time together on this earth means more to me than life itself. I hope I've used all you've instilled in me wisely. All the oceans in the world and all the stars in the sky could not fill the void left by your passing. I love you. Finally, there's Stephen Kenneth McMillan, the man who felt the need to bring me into this world only to abandon me. I pray you are already dead, for it will save me the trouble.
Holy shit.
Fuck you and your judgmental mother. You are truly a coward. Yeah! Whoa! Wow!
Warren!
I'm telling you, I'm reading these liner notes, just minding my own business, and shit gets so real.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
I doubted you for a minute. I was like, what are we reading here? Come on. We got to get to this. But that is fire.
I was
like, that's great.
That was nuts.
I never should have doubted
you.
Oh,
man. And then, yeah, they're all, yeah, there's so much. I mean, just look at all of these in joke. There's just so many parentheses. But yeah, they're all great. Some of the greatest liner notes I've ever read right off the bat.
Nice.
So, all right, let's get into it. Oh, wait, who's in non-point?
Oh, yeah, good. Oh, God, I'm so caught off guard by that. Hold on. So we've got Elias Soriano on vocals, Andrew Goldman on bass. Andrew Goldman on guitar and backing vocals, Ken K. Bastard McMillan on bass and backing vocals, and Rob Rivera on drums.
All right.
All right. Now we'll get into it.
Let's do
first
it.
First song, Mind Trip. So the song is about, I'm going to guess, tripping.
Tripping. That's what I got. There seems to be a debate in the comment section of songmeanings.com about whether it is about getting into music and getting a mind trip or taking drugs. And basically, it seems like everyone who thinks it's about music has never done drugs, and everyone who thinks it's about drugs has done all the drugs.
Yeah. Well, they reference DMT on a later song,
mm-hmm.
so I'm guessing it's about drugs. But I have to tell you right now,
yes,
my favorite comment I've ever seen on songmeanings.com is on this song.
What is it?
It is from Rez Stitches.
Our listener.
Yes.
Rez Stitches.
Yes. Good song. Got my third hand job to this song. It was a mind trip, yo. Rez Stitches. You did it.
You did it, man.
You did it. It's my favorite comment I've ever seen on a song. And You know, I just gave it another plus, so it's probably going to bump right up.
You know what?
There.
I'm going to upvote it right now, too.
All right.
There you go. It's just, it's three, it's plus three.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
That was fantastic.
And did you really? I mean, I guess I believe you, but now it's the top comment. So now your third hand job that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who doesn't keep a meticulous list of hand jobs?
Of hand jobs and what songs were playing while you were getting
given
them.
And received. Yeah, I've got a scroll. it's very detailed. That's awesome. Thank you for that. You really brought me some joy today.
Mm-hmm. I Am Everything said, yeah, it's about a trip, but I think he is talking about mushrooms. When he refers to vitamin C, orange juice is supposed to enhance a trip on shrooms. He could mean either or both drugs, though. Not that it matters. I Am Everything. Jesus.
I mean, does it matter?
I mean, songs, is it strong open?
Yeah. Oh, no, I enjoyed it. I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah, we were talking about this. Like, I was very much bracing myself for bad vocals. That was my biggest worry. I thought it would probably rock, but I was worried that I was going to be like, these vocals got to go. But I'm fine with this guy's vocals.
Yeah. So. No, I like him. I liked the song.
Mm-hmm.
The singing, I didn't necessarily love it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't enough to, like, take me out of the song. It just kind of, like, gave me, I was like, I have, like, I don't know, like, I can, one of my triggers is Incubus.
Uh-huh.
And I got a little triggered, but I was like, Incubus? Sorry, Tim K. But, yeah, I don't know, I liked it. I thought it was a pretty strong open.
Yeah. Matt Nas?
I'm surprised. I like it. The beginning, the vocals are a little hardcore to me, but then I wasn't expecting it to shift into two radically different songs while it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it feels like there's different time signatures that they're doing.
And right.
A lot of different stuff is happening. Yeah, I don't know what to expect from this album.
Those time signatures, they get me every time. Just like, what is this? Some 10-2 over here? What's going
on? Or at least they change beats per minute.
I have no idea about any of this. I'm just being a dick right now. I mean, when
the song really felt like the song slowed down. That's all I'm trying.
When it rolls into a 24/7, you know what I mean? That's when it gets crazy.
That's when it's really nuts.
How many times do they hit that stick to the drum? You tell me. I can't count past 5.
I will say that I've been looking at this non-point cover a lot.
Is it a spider?
It is not.
What is it?
So I looked it up because at first I was like, is it a tiger where the two dots are the eyes and then it's the nose and then the space?
Oh, when you say
it's like a goofy cartoon tiger.
Oh, when you say it like that, I'm thinking like it looks like a mask of like a luchador.
Oh my God, is it boobs?
It is not.
Okay. Oh God.
It is a frog.
I love frogs.
It is a frog. It's for the singer. They're from Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Or they have a family, at least influence, or from Puerto Rico. So that is what I read on the internet. So it must be true.
It is a frog. How could I not see it?
You love frogs.
I love frogs. Yes. I harassed my writing partner to have a sketch with frogs in it for literally a year and a half before we finally could have one because I pressured her into it and I missed this frog.
Wow.
Wow. Well, now I'm full of life and ready to go to the next song.
The next song is
Victim.
Victim.
Fuck that!
There we go.
That's a hot open.
That's how you do it.
Hey!
I'm here for this song, you guys.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I'm here.
It's funny kind of coming off of that second Disturbed album and coming back to this Nonpoint album that I hear things that Disturbed can do in this Nonpoint song that they didn't do.
That they refused to do. Yeah. It's, yeah, it's nuts. But no, this song is killer. Jenny?
Yeah, I really liked it a lot. Especially because I didn't, I think, yeah, like it just surprised me, but I don't know. I was like, yes, thank you. This is what I want to hear.
Exactly. I mean, and also, I mean, starting a song with the fuck that, I mean,
awesome.
That's like the new metal guidebook. Like if you're like getting a band together and you're like, what type of band are you going to be? I think we're going to be a new metal band. Well, you have to start a song by, you know, either making a crazy guttural noise like a Jonathan Davis or a Draiman. Or you just got to be like, yeah, you got to do like a fuck that, you know? Comments on songmeanings.com. Omega 104 said this. To me, it's describing the feeling you get afterward when you go into a, quote, blind rage. When you come out of it and realize that you've done something terrible to someone. Hurt them or even kill them.
Whoa.
Whoa, Omega 104. You got, okay. You all right?
That's not normal.
No. Wow. Okay. I don't think that's what the song's about. Also, the lyrics on songmeanings.com are incorrect. They're apparently from the version on the previous independent record. And I did not listen to that one, so I can't say if there's any difference. But this one is killer.
And Omega 104, I just want to say that when I said it's not normal, I don't mean that you're not normal. Please don't kill me.
Please don't kill us in a blind rage.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
Endure.
The diagram of my DNA, a lead scientist baffled till the end of the day. Try to pick up on my lifestyle, how I survive, making money for the boss while I make nickel and dime.
The sequence seems weird. I wanted a pit activator here.
Ooh. Well, wait for the hook.
Too much to find the sediments they left behind. Put down the books, put off the walls. Now you're in a bit off.
No,
that's not gonna activate a pit.
Okay.
That'll make people pogo. That'll make them jump, but...
All right. Jenny, thoughts on Endure?
Didn't love it. Definitely this like little the sing-songy guy. I don't know. I just don't think so. It's not for me. But it wasn't a bad. I mean, I wasn't like fuck this song or anything. It just why am I getting this gentle sing-songy? What is this?
I like this one. I think it's got a hell of a drop when the sort of dual guitars come in, but then right before it goes into the jammy section,
right?
Which I also have. Then it gets jammy.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that. It's sort of working that sort of. Is it an Incubus vibe? Is that what I'm thinking? Or
that's what I got.
Okay.
But what are you thinking? Maybe I think that this even sometimes goes into like a little 311 territory.
Yeah, it was like right on the edge there because. Okay, so let's talk about these lyrics for a second. Even with a diagram of my DNA, I leave scientists baffled till the end of the day. They try to pick apart my lifestyle and how I survive, making money for the boss while I nickel and dime being on time. So that scientist baffled till the end of the day line is such a weird lyric.
Somewhere I thought I was getting curtains. A song about aliens. Would you say... Did you say
somewhere bead curtains are being separated?
Oh my God, Matt, I thought you said beef curtains. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I decided now to become the worst person.
I don't know. I must be on high alert from all this pre-chorus talk we've been having. But I was, that's why I was like, wait, did Mad Dogs just drop beef curtains?
Well, the fact that you said somewhere some beef curtains are being separated.
Yeah, I was so like shocked.
No, I would not say somewhere beef curtains are being.
Oh, now you just did. I'm so sorry to do this to everybody. That is.
It was worth stopping for.
Yeah, that's
Big podcast shut down. Yeah. Night of one year anniversary.
Man. Oh, wow. Now we know what everyone will be talking about it. Who's speaking directly to us right now?
Yeah.
So Matt, when you said beef curtains.
So fucking gross.
So this is like, this is one of those songs. It seemed to be about working a menial job and enduring, which was weird. Like, it's not like overcome. It's like, just endure it. Just keep working the menial job. So I was like, until like you finish school? Like, is this like in the point of view of a high schooler? Like, I'm just working at McDonald's and my boss is bullshit, but I'm going to graduate and I'm going to go to college and whatever. Or is this about like just somebody else just working a shitty job and enduring?
Well, so I might be looking a little too deeply into this.
This is the place to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just got to get out from behind those beef curtains and really just think about things. I'm sorry. I am the worst. And I think that everybody knows that. But so they're from Fort Lauderdale, which is in Florida. And I think, well, somebody
it's good to
know.
It's good to know.
You know what? If mm-hmm. Stephen Tilbury was like, they're from like Didgeridoo, whatever. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about anything.
No, keep going.
Oh, I'm like, Steven's like, oh, cool. Yeah, Didgeridoo. That's a town I know.
Right.
You didn't name a single, like, you could have said Melbourne. You said Didgeridoo.
I was just thinking of, like, a lesser known town in Australia, and I don't know they are.
So you just picked an instrument.
Yes. Fort Lauderdale's name is a fort. How is that helpful? It's just another, they're just nouns.
Oh, it's our last show.
Oh, man, really went off the rails. Oh.
All I'm, okay. So here is my point that I'm trying to make. Is
make
that,
it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shut up.
I am. I'm quiet.
Okay. I feel like it makes sense for a song like Endure, where it's talking about just enduring your shitty job, would come out of somewhere like Fort Lauderdale in Florida, because it's very much like a similar sort of like working class vibe that like Detroit has, where like I know lots of people who just endure their jobs.
Right.
You know, and to me, saying that makes sense. I mean, I guess I'm giving them like a whole story, but like I can understand that. I feel like a lot of my family just does that, so it makes sense. And so that's where I was trying to get.
We got there
before we went on our geographical journey. Me being really helpful.
I leave scientists baffled till the end of the day. So does that mean that they go home still baffled, or right before they quit, they're like, got it?
I thought I was getting a song about an alien.
Oh, you're right. I mean, even the diagram, it's like, oh, what are these scientists examining? Are they examining an extraterrestrial life? No, it's a guy with like a really shitty job.
Well, that could be it.
Yep.
All right.
All
up
right.
Next, back up.
Watch your mouth, you got plenty to hide. You come across so heavy, you're a buck 05. Better rest your fists and try to use your mind. I'm not bugging out, I'm just moving up till you come and slam and try to back them up. Keep your ass far away and stay with yourself.
I wanted more of that.
Ooh.
That drum drop that mm-hmm. happens in the middle of the chorus.
Yeah.
I wanted more of that.
Jenny, when I heard this song, my first thought was, oh, Jenny's going to love this.
Yeah, no? I mean, yeah. I do like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't like the sing-songy parts.
Okay.
But I do love, like, the, you Wise know, up. Anything yep. that's just like, shut the fuck up. I'm yep. going to like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know? So that's my style of song, not of living.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I like this song a lot. I want to ask you, what do you think about the drums, Lauren?
Drums are fine. Drums are good. I did a Christ Got Challenge on this.
Haven't talked about what that is in a couple of
episodes. We haven't.
It's because Robert Christgau has abandoned us. He's not reviewing any of these, but a Christgau challenge yes. is listening on headphones, listening just through speakers, and then listening while exercising or doing chores.
Yes.
We've opened it up.
Yeah.
As we've abandoned our yeah. resolutions.
Yeah. And so, yeah, It was weird. On headphones, I definitely was like there, but I did listen to this while driving through the streets of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it kind of just fell into sort of background noise a lot of the time. So nothing was really jumping out. So I have to say the drums neither wowed me nor disappointed me. I felt like everybody did their job. Sometimes a hot riff would pop in. I did think at a few points that I wish this guy's voice was weirder. I liked it. First of all, I was like, oh, okay. Yep, I like this voice. But then I remember thinking, I wish it was maybe a touch deeper or a touch reedier or just something. It lacks just a slight sense of distinction to it. That I feel like the bands, because this band is, I mean, they're still going.
Yeah.
They've got what, 8 albums? Something like that?
I think something like that, yeah.
And so they have a following. I know they played the Machine Shop recently.
They're playing in Toledo on June 10th.
Holy crap. There you go.
Very close to us. Very close to us.
Oh, yeah. So they're still enduring, but they never went to the Korn, Limp Bizkit, Deftones, Disturbed level of fame.
Mm-hmm.
They've always stayed as like a mid-range band.
They were on that Ozfest 2001.
Okay.
With all sorts of
yeah. people. Well, yeah, one of the videos, I don't know, what were the singles?
There's only one single on this album.
Oh, okay.
And it was What a Day, which we're going to get to next.
Okay. So I watched all the videos because there were 3 videos. So even I guess they didn't release them as singles, but because Enduro had a video, What a Day did. And I think it was the What a Day one had video from backstage at Ozfest. And it was literally like a who's who of people we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Linkin Park, Crazy Town, Draymond, Surge, all those guys. Like, yeah, they're all hanging with those dudes. What's it? The Drowning Pool, you know, all those guys. So they definitely rolled in that circle. I mean, it's a weird complaint, but I mean, because clearly they've endured.
Yeah, they have 10 albums.
That. Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have ten.
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 Shit. Okay.
10 that are listed on Wikipedia.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I like this song. Everyone on songmeanings.com agrees this is about Elias threatening to kick someone's ass.
Yes, I really like CINC World. He really wants to kick someone's ass. And he will do it. But first, they have to push him to the edge. A very simple song about restraint. And when that method fails, the use of extreme violence. Hence, I love it.
Hence!
Thank you. I'll upvote that.
Man. All right. All right, perfect.
Let's get to that single. What a day.
Sitting on your ass all day, thinking talking about your hangover in the party. You left your fucking keys at night to beg for. Ride from a stranger that I never met before. He acted so friendly that I had to take the ride. But for some reason he resembled that guy I wanted for a robbery and beating on his kids. You remind me of my stepson, he juggled with a grin. What was that move that they tore himself the fence? You blocked the killer's knife move with some confidence. The signal why I tried, started moving gone. I wonder if I'm driving.
There you go. All right. This song, I spent way too much time trying to figure out what this song is about.
Yeah.
Because it starts talking about getting in a car with someone who apparently is wanted for robbery and beating on his kid. So apparently you get into a car with like some sort of wanted criminal and then you have to fight your way out of it. But then the second verse is like not about that anymore. And then I was like, wait, is this like the new metal version of Ironic? Like how many different bad days can a guy have or something?
Could be.
So, I mean, this one was okay. I'm surprised that this was the only single released. I wouldn't have gone with this one. I feel like Endure would have been a smarter first single.
Yeah, I think the song is really catchy. I don't know.
I mean, the What a Day definitely works for sure.
Yeah. Well, Evil Smurf says, the song is like my theme song, except for the leaving car keys. It's usually house keys, which sucks. But you really haven't had a bad day till you've been picked up by a known criminal, smiley face. May Nonpoint rock on forever. Mm-hmm. Well, so far, they continue to do so.
Apparently, Nonpoint did an extensive tour with Papa Roach. That's what I also got from songmeetings.com. Everybody brings up that they saw Nonpoint with Papa Roach. And they were the shit.
That's a good bill.
Oh yeah,
Seems like a good fit.
That would work.
Yeah, I think so too. I like Nonpoint a lot more than I like Papa Roach. So,
mm-hmm. So you probably would like you'd leave after they played.
I'd stay. Uh huh. But I wouldn't like it as much. Oh, I'd stay. I paid for this ticket. I will be entertained.
What's going on, Jacoby?
Yeah.
I bought the whole seat, yeah. Even if I'm just using the edge.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, you know.
Can I make an observation?
Absolutely.
Just listening to this is, I think I keep coming back to what you said, Lauren, that there's not enough vocally to really break the band out of it. A lot of the, I mean, obviously, this is a working band. They are still
going.
Warriors.
They have people have been recommending Nonpoint to us incessantly. So clearly, they have a fan base. They have a following.
And listening to this record so far, I can see why. I mean, like, they have all the tenants.
Yeah,
they have everything there, and probably as they worked through everything, they developed their style even more.
Yeah,
listening to this particular album, it seems that it's very influenced. Like, I hear a lot of Disturbed in it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some Linkin Park-esque riffs.
I'm hearing a little of Seven Dust.
So So I think, mm-hmm. like, there isn't anything, and I come back to the thing, like, of the mission statement of this band yet, because mm-hmm. it seems to be similar to the mission statements of other bands that we've heard from around this time.
Mm-hmm. So far, I feel like the mission statement for Nonpoint is back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. Get the fuck up. Sorta. That's
like,
the thing. There's like those things.
Right, yeah. It's not going all the way.
Sorta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, this is, I feel probably. I mean, they must have still been trying to figure out who they were, because they started in 97 ish, from what I can tell. This came out in 2000, and Elias and Rob have both been in this band the entire time.
Oh wow!
They have both been in this band for 20 years.
Okay.
So I mean, I would guess that, especially at this time, this is their first like label release. They're probably trying to figure out like what their statement even is.
Right.
And they're putting songs that they wrote in 97 on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it a bunch of times. Like when you get that first major label release and you're bringing in stuff from your independent releases, and it just doesn't necessarily read as a clear, I don't know. It's not clear what you're going for sometimes.
Yeah. And like sometimes you can take it and you can turn it into one big piece that works, and then sometimes it's like, I always think about it as like Jenny being like, this album is all over the place.
It is all over
pick
the place.
Pick a theme.
It is.
All right, next up is Misled.
I like this song
too.
Yeah, Matt.
I don't like songs like this.
Oh no?
No. Where it's like it's a mid tempo one, but the singer singing it like it's a faster song. Yeah, I
don't know. I like the fact that the first word in the song he goes "Twisted." I was like, I'm on board.
This is another point in another
point for Twist, and then. It was just like, I like that it should never be this hard. And then they lean. I don't know what it is. It has the right crunch on the riff. This is one of the songs where I was like, okay, this guy's voice is working for me right now.
Yeah, I liked the riff a lot.
Mm-hmm. And all the comments on songmeanings.com are, this song is great.
It's, oh my God. These are useless.
Yeah.
It is the, okay, yes, it is. There are three comments. I was infuriated by these. Here are the comments on songmeanings.com. Nobody likes this song. One of my favorites from these guys, smiley face. That's fine. This is the one that really got me. I love this song and its meaning, smiley face. Put the meaning in the comment. And after that, we have, this is truly one of my favorite songs. If only because I can relate so much. Put the fucking meaning in the comments.
You're on songmeanings.com.
Exacerbating. Josh Porphy. Felcorn.
Oh, hold
you're
on.
Fine.
Someone responded to Josh Porphy.
Oh.
Oh. Metalhead Mike said, the meaning bean.
That's what
there
I'm
we go,
saying.
Baby.
Oh, that's from April 4th, 2017.
This must be one of our people.
Oh, man.
Metalhead Mike. I fucking feel you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, yeah. Know that you are understood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why would you? It made me, and I'm still mad. I thought maybe I'd get less mad, but I was like, what the fuck are you doing, you maniac? You can't just march onto my website and not give a meaning.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to try to decipher it for you, Jenny, it seems to be about being told one thing only to be learned that it's another way. One might say to be misled.
Okay.
Yeah. you know. Also, he used the word incomprehensible and he sold it. Well done. Well done.
All right.
All right.
Up next, we got Double Stacked. This is when I was like, what? What's going on here?
So, this song was interesting to me because there is a sort of like, so we were talking about on the Disturbed episode how Disturbed sort of decided to go away from nu metal and go into like a quote unquote butt rock direction.
Yes, butt rock.
And Nonpoint on this album are, you know, definitely in, they're not wild in a Korn Limp Bizkit direction. Nobody is like an innovator, you know, in the band. But it's not exactly like too boilerplate. You know what I mean? And then this song comes along and it's like, oh, Nonpoint want to be a party band too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Nonpoint want to show you they've got levels to this shit. Songmeanings.com did not have these lyrics. Mm. So we had to go to Genius.com.
That's true.
And to get some clarification on this. So this thing's definitely about drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they bring up ecstasy and MDMA and techno music, which always makes me, I mean, I just, you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't want to come out swinging too hard, but not big into techno.
No.
I know. Shocker.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I mean, I think this is about doing drugs.
So, okay, Matt, you want to, now in the lyric book, there's just a weird message that's sort of some of the lyrics. I don't understand. So I was like, okay, what's double stacking? What's double stacking? So I Googled it and it took me to Urban Dictionary. So this is the top definition on double stack.
Okay.
A completely platonic and heterosexual event whereby two men defecate in the same toilet at the same time. As the bottom member of the stack, it is important to observe a proper tucking technique, lest an embarrassing and unsightly mess ensue.
Wait, they're shitting at the same time?
I'm not done yet.
Oh,
Once a double stack partnership is established, it shall persist for the duration of the bottom member of the stack's terrestrial life. Once the bottom stack member passes, the top member is free to pursue a new partnership, excepting that the new bottom member is related to the previous by marriage. A widowed bottom stack member forfeits their freedom to establish a new partnership. That's the top definition on Urban Dictionary for double stacking.
Is this our grossest episode ever?
It might be. I don't think that's what this song is about.
No.
Because when I scrolled down, I said, I read that, and I was like, what? And I said, there's got to be more, and thank God there were. Second definition, which I think should be the first one, but I think people love that insane definition so much they just upvote it, is putting two hits of ecstasy into one pill for a higher price that will have a greater effect.
That makes more sense for this song.
It sure does.
But
who can say? Then other examples, double stack is a gimmick used by e-dealers when they sell to idiots. The dealer claims that the pill is double stacked, containing twice the amount of MDMA, and sells it for a higher price. It's a lie used to shift more pills and pull in more profit. Double stack pills are slightly larger because they contain twice the amount of filler. But then Option number four, double stack, the art of dropping a deuce over a previous deuce that has clogged a toilet. The act of double stacking most frequently occurs during emergencies and is generally considered bad form. I was really trying hard not to laugh through all of these. Number five, double stack is the act of taking a shit in a toilet already filled with shit because either A, it has become clogged, or B, you're having a double stacking contest.
Oh, God. All right. All right.
So here's the lyrics that appear in the book. To whom it may concern, I taught about life and learned about the burn. I never knew what it was or if I should continue because it changed what I saw you as and formed the picture that passed in my mind and out of my head. P.S. I wake up sweating in bed. So I'm going with the
first
pill.
One. No, I was, when you were reading that, I was thinking of it through the perspective of somebody writing about a person who was shitting on top of them.
Somewhere beef curtains open.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well,
well, hold
like,
on.
No, because it was just okay. Okay, hold on. Just.
All right.
And then we'll go to the next song, I promise.
Well, I've got a bunch more definitions of what it is, because there's a whole bunch.
Oh, I don't need
You don't need any more?
No.
Not all these are about poop, though.
Imagine that this, just real quick, let me, imagine that this is for the first definition of double stacking.
Okay, all right.
To whom it may concern, I taught about life and learned about the burn. I never knew what it was, or if I should continue, it was change what I saw you as. And form the picture that passed my mind and out of my head. P.S. I wake up sweating in bed. Poop.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Taking that might apply to definition number seven.
Oh, no.
An act that requires one man to sit on another man's lap naked. The man on top spreads legs and bends forward so that both dicks are stacked together. The man on top provides manual stimulation to both of the touching dicks.
Well... It could be anything. I mean,
Roach Coast listeners, live your dreams.
Live your dreams. Oh, and then one person has it as the act of having sex with two women at the same time. No, that's not a double
that's
stack.
That's not a double stack.
That's not a double stack.
I was thinking of hamburgers when we started, and then you went into shit, and I was like, great.
Oh, well. All right. So now you guys know all about that. Next up.
I have no idea how to pronounce this.
Ogulo.
It translates to pride.
Yep.
And it's about Puerto Rican heritage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mad Nas started a pit.
Oh, man. Get double stacked. Start a pit.
Don't let me down, non-point.
Yeah.
The pit's going now.
There we go. Whoa.
I want more of this.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This song rules.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Come on.
This song is fucking killer.
I've been waiting for this song.
Oh my God. Yeah, this might be the best song on the album.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I think the fact that it is in Spanish makes it even better.
Yeah.
I did go into Google Translate. It is about, like you said, pride, Puerto Rican pride. But it has some great, I mean, I don't know why, but it's just like, I will shed blood on my flag and I do not see it any other way. Your hatred has stirred me because I have dedicated myself to my country. Woo!
Yeah. But if somebody said that to me about America, I'd be like, you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah, for sure.
So, no offense, patriots.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. But then again, like in this context, yeah. I do think it's cool and I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a killer song. This is a killer song. I didn't even look. Did songmeanings.com have any comments on this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We get into it.
Oh, do we?
It's basically what we said. But then there's also some like racist stuff.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Come on, world.
Come on. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Check it out.
I looked at it. I'm like, nah, that's fine. We'll leave that there in that comment section. You can go there in your own time.
You can weather that storm on your own.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Next up is Years.
Guys, I do like this riff.
I like this riff.
No one bravery could convince you to more or less say no. Your explanation hasn't gone over yet, but I'll give you one more chance to open up and just let go. There's no easier way out of this place. I'm claiming this life.
All right.
Another song that they play at the end of a horror movie.
Here's the problem with this song. And I mean, I don't know, but it's after Orgullo.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
Orgullo gets you so hot. It gets you so ready to rock and fucking roll.
I'm sorry. I'm still like, okay. It's between the beef curtains and the double stacking when it's like, it gets you so hot. I'm like, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I when I mean it that way, I mean like amped up and ready to rock.
I know what you meant.
I do not get a boner from Orgullo. Clear that up right now.
That's
all right?
Not what I was implying.
All right.
I don't know.
I wanted Orgullo to be track 3. I wanted it up.
Yeah.
I wanted it up in the RO.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I can't explain it, but I really like this song.
Yeah?
I just think it's so easy to listen to. And
I mean, the chorus is very smooth.
The chorus is like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just like this.
Okay.
I think maybe I was just like kind of on board at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then like after that, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another way to look at it is Orgullo is just like, you're fucking in. And then like, yeah, Years comes on and you're like, yeah, I'm still
yeah,
here.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Do you, non-point.
That's 2 years.
All right. Next up is Hive.
Okay.
Matt Nas, are you about to activate a pit? Are you?
Go!
He did! Yep.
Where have these songs been?
They're in the back half of the album for some reason.
It's time to do a quick rewind, to find another line, and bring you back and get the juices flowing you.
Oh boy, juices flowing.
Oh no. This episode. Too many body parts and fluids.
This is fucking killer.
Go. Ooh.
Oh, double time.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Bring it down. I'm getting all hot again.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, God.
This song is killer. My lone note is activate the pit.
Yeah. Real good.
Real good. Okay. So, Jenny, did you go to the comments on songmeanings.com?
I did. Maggie Michelle. She's oh, I'm not even going to say it.
I think she's the other hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the beef curtains will open. I am so sorry. Dad, if you happen to listen to this one, I am really sorry. I hope you're still proud of me.
Oh, man. All right. You gonna read this one?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
God, this song is so sexy. Elias, 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 ellipses, exclamation points. Love, 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 ellipses, faints. Anyway, this is the original version of Struggle. Hope they'll play it live one day when I'm in front of the stage. I'll attack him, LOL. I love the other version of it off 2000 Statement as well. I have a live concert of theirs, and Elias says, busy little bees step in into the hive, and then he lets out his gorgeous breath, faints again, drool and sigh, sigh and drool.
That's a pretty great comment.
DTF.
DTF. Wow. I mean, yeah. Honestly, what really
down
makes
down to
it...
double stack, I bet.
Oh, DTD?
DTDS.
I really like the line, drool and sigh, sigh and drool.
That would be a slurp. That is what a drool and sigh, sigh and drool.
Drool? Oh, man.
Wait, is okay. I was, drool, sigh, sigh.
Well, she did faint, so it makes sense. So
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fainting. Check it. Maybe she has bad equilibrium.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She might have vertigo.
Something to think about.
We don't know.
All right. So next up, Levels.
It's also the last song on the album. Is it?
No.
No. Oh, shit.
One more.
You're right. Tribute. My bad.
This is the last song written by Nonpoint.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Nah, okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
So this sounds like a Papa Roach song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for that reason, not into it.
Not into it.
How do you feel?
I was fine with it. You know, I mean, it was interesting to realize that the song seems to be about how they made it out of the Fort Lauderdale scene to a major label, and they're letting the other bands know that they shouldn't be jealous because they're going to follow their own path and maybe they'll get their own success, and don't be worried about their Nonpoint success and other band success. Like, follow your own instead of setting your negativity and hate, you know, just focus on your own journey and you'll get to where you are. And maybe where you're set to be is bigger than Nonpoint, or maybe it's somewhere else and you're just going to need to find your own personal level. But you only find it if you're a positive person. That's what I got.
Wow.
You're welcome.
You did a deeper dive than I did. Okay. And I like that message.
Okay.
If that's true.
All right. Yeah. And now we're on to...
Tribute.
Tribute.
The actual last song.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on!
Going on.
I love Slick Rick.
There you go.
Me and you, kid, we're gonna make some cash. Robbing all folks and making them dance. Thinking of time. Money can't believe. For one critic's not. It's like he had a disease. I'm enough. Stay up. Try to rob a man who wasn't DC. Love the cover. Cop grabbing from the sun and I think he ran into sand. I got you all in check. Come on.
Oh, Matt Nash, are you okay?
I'm not all right.
All right, so this is a tribute.
I loved it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, man.
Wow, Matt. This features Grimm of Darwin's Rating Room.
Waiting.
What did I say?
You said grading.
Grading room? Grading. Darwin's Waiting Room.
He's only waiting.
Oh, he's not grading.
To be grading.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is tribute to Children's Story by Slick Rick, Woo-Ha Got Y'all in Check by Busta Rhymes, and Method Man by Wu-Tang Clan. And they do all three songs in the one song. Pretty aggressively.
Yeah,
pretty
liked
well.
It.
Matt Nas.
I loved it. I think they should have put it up in the album. Why is it this?
Yeah, we've got a sequencing problem.
There
here.
Seems to be a little bit of a sequencing problem. This thing's a little bottom heavy. Like all the hot ones are down at the bottom.
All the fun ones. They needed to split up some of those slow boys.
It's a real pear shaped album.
Yeah.
Those mid tempo joints in the top and the middle.
Yeah. Now we come to the part of the show where we talk about whether they should go in the canon. I'll start by saying that I am not sure.
Yeah.
My notes were, I am not sure. One, largely new metal as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Good hooks. No outright stinkers. But is it essential?
That's kind of where, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bodies.
But what's Argulo?
What's Argulo, man? Argulo is killer.
It's really good.
It's not bodies.
It's not bodies, but I mean bodies is bodies. It's its own thing. You know what I mean?
But we look for a bodies-esque track in things that we put in the canon.
Yeah. Okay. And you've got Argulo. You've got Hive. Double stacked. I'm just saying it to say it. But, you know, I...
Orgulo's gotta go in.
Orgulo's gotta go in.
Fine.
What about Hive? No? Hive's real good.
Hive is real good. I'm not like that. You're looking at me like I have to
give
you permission.
Well, I'm saying like, what do you think, you know?
I think that I would not put this album in as a whole.
Okay.
I think that it's in for the reason that this is an album that was put together from other albums.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shows. I have no problem with Argulo going in. I have no problem with Hive going in.
Okay.
I'm just, well, I guess we're going to be revisiting this. It's like, how did that Korn album not go in? I mean, this whole album isn't going in, but I just stack it up against that. And it's like, is this essential listening? Not the whole album.
Not the whole album.
Those couple tracks, the
thing is, when I hear Argulo, I was like, if I was making a list, say, of 30 to 50 new metal songs, if I put Argulo on there, people would not be upset about it. People would be like, oh, thank you. Thank you for Argulo.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. You convinced me.
All right. So Argulo, in.
Yep.
We're putting it in the canon by Nonpoint. Not the whole album, which we both enjoyed.
Yeah. Oh, no. I liked it a lot.
But Orgulo's the only one that we deem canon worthy.
Oh, I thought you wanted Hive in there, too.
Yeah, shit. Let's put Hive in there, too.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, open the beef curtains to the canon.
Oh, let's not start that trend.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to hold on to this.
It'll just be this episode. Never again.
No. Oh, no. No, no. Never again. My father
asks us tonight.
Oh, no.
You know what's going to happen is it's going to be like a 2 weeks from now, basically.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, oh, God. We forgot.
All right. So Argulo and Hive by Nonpoint going in the canon. Nonpoint. Welcome to the canon.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. And if you're listening to this, come to our dang show tonight, man.
Yeah, absolutely. 9 p.m. Go Comedy Improv Theater in beautiful Ferndale, Michigan. Shirts, stickers,
raffle.
Tickets. Giveaways.
Giveaways. Oh, we got some giveaways.
Giveaways.
Think about this. Think about possibly walking out of those doors at the end of the night with your own copy of the good book.
All right.
That could be you.
Could be you.
Ah.
No double stacking of any definition.
No double stacking. None.
That's things we can guarantee will not be there.
No double
bead curtains.
Yeah.
Beef curtains.
Well,
double stacking.
But there will be pre-chorus.
There'll be a lot of pre-chorus everywhere.
Everywhere. It's gonna be disgusting.
Well, I don't know. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Excellent. We hope you will join us as well. GoComedy.net might have some tickets left, or you can just get them at the Doubt. All right. That brings us to the end of the episode. If you're not saying hi to us tonight at the show, say hi to us on Facebook, Roach Coach on Facebook, at Roach Coach on Twitter, or RoachCoachPodcast@gmail.com. Coach with a K. Got to mention it. Jenny, thank you.
Lauren, thank you.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.